assume all of you know what a mustard seed is. They're really, really little. They're about the size of the head of a pin. But a mustard seed grows up into a sizable bush. Jesus said that's what the kingdom of God was like. Little tiny seed, big bush. How does that apply to us? Little seed, big bush. Well, it tells us that God's appearances come from seemingly nothing. Our parents' relationship began with three small words. I love you. We began with those three small words. Our bodies come from tiny sperms and eggs. We were about the size of a loaf of bread when we were born. We've been growing ever since until we start growing old. And what was vigorous is more at rest than it was. Thank you. It sort of introduces the next part. We've been growing ever since until we. Then, of course, there was Jesus, the mustard seed, a kid from Nazareth, just an ordinary little boy from a dusty small town in the middle of a backwater in Palestine. Then there is all of us, little mustard seeds, waiting to grow into something joyful. The mustard seeds of Chesapeake in our own little corner of Hampton Roads. We're the mustard seed. All my life, I've been running into mustard seeds that grew into lovely bushes, sometimes trees. When I was a priest, I would do a lot of weddings before we had air conditioning. And the brides would faint. Well, there was this one bride who had had a stroke at age 18. She was 23 at the time of the wedding. But she fainted. And I thought she was dead. She was just a heap of white satin on the floor. And we didn't know what to do. So we had just finished the vows, and I almost said her boyfriend, her husband at that point, picked her up gallantly and carried her outside and put her on the hood of a car. And we all stood around and wondered if we were going to give her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Time was passing. And all of a sudden, out of the sacristy, this little boy runs with a big bucket of holy water. And he runs up to the car, and he splashes it onto the bride, and she coughs and apologizes. So Catholic. I'm sorry. Mea culpa. Mea culpa. And we finished the wedding with her sitting in a folding chair, and the little altar boy with his full bucket of holy water standing by, waiting for the next emergency. Now that was a little miracle. That little boy was a little mustard seed. He just came out of nowhere and saved the day. Well, the next mustard seed miracle happened at daily mass. Daily mass was often an affair which was not attended by too many people. There were 12 women and one man at this daily mass, and the man had a history, like the girl of seizures, from a stroke. He had a history of seizures, but he started to have a seizure in the middle of mass. But it was like no seizure I had ever seen. He was in a trance. His name was Walter. And he started to take off his clothes. His started to stretch out of his shirt, and step out of his pants. Don't worry, I'm not going to do that. And I thought he was going to get naked right there in the middle of Mass. But all the women, all 12 of them, gathered around him and gently put his clothes back on him. Put his pants on, put his shirt on, and they all sat down in a long pew, 12 of them, and put them over their lap. He was lying down on their lap. And he was snoring. It was like the Pietà times 12. And I kept going. I don't know if you know this, but no matter what's happening, the priest is supposed to keep saying Mass no matter what. The roof's falling in, doesn't make any difference. You just keep going. And as I was saying Mass and raising the cup, raising the bread, it was a little miracle. It was him on their laps and everybody smiling and them patting him on his head. It was Jesus snoring there on a weekday, on a Tuesday. Another mustard seed, another moment of faith, another moment when you said, yes, there really is a God, and he's functioning. Let me see, what's next? The thing I like to do best as a priest was attend last rites. I love to give last rites. Now, I am fascinated by death, for one thing. And it was always a very peaceful thing watching people die, usually. Almost everybody has a peaceful death. Well, one day they called the rectory and they said, oh, we need a priest. Mama's dying. She's on her last legs. So I went out to this little house in the country. And it was surrounded by big pickup trucks with big tires. And I entered the house, and there looked like no one was home. And then somebody yelled from the back, we're in here, Father. And I went into one of the back bedrooms, and there's this enormous bed. It took up the whole room. And on the bed was the woman with cancer, and she was emaciated. She was thin and gaunt from her disease, and she was in the middle of her family, and they were all singing songs and telling stories. And they said to me, Father, come on up. We're riding this boat to paradise. And I got up on the bed, and they handed me a scotch and a Twinkie. That's one way to meet your maker. And we rode the night out, singing and telling jokes and stories, telling all the numerous things that this person had done. And she'd chime in a little bit, but she was dying. She was going very quickly. And about 6 o'clock in the morning, they said, she's ready, she's going. We hear the death rattle. And I went over and anointed her, and then she died. And I felt so good. It was like I was there with a family of human beings. We were the whole world on that bed, singing her off to paradise. And I went back to say Mass at 8 o'clock in the morning. But this time the bread was Mama's body, the wine was Mama's blood, and communion was the memory of that crowded bed with Christ at its center, the disciples laughing and singing and weeping. That was a moment. Little mustard seed came alive. all of a sudden, we were in the kingdom. My last little story is about Pete. Pete's liver was shot. He was bright orange because of cirrhosis of the liver. And I was there to discuss Pete's funeral. He said, "Well, I got to tell you something, Father. My wife won't be at the funeral." I said, "Well, where is she going to be?" He said, "She'll be bowling. She bowls every day. It keeps her sane. And she doesn't like church. So she'll come to the cemetery after she bowls." Now, I got kind of angry at that. "You mean your wife's going to miss your funeral because she has to bowl?" And she said, "Father, I understand my wife better than you do. She's bowling. I'm dying." So we had mass, went to the cemetery, and we start up the funeral, start up the graveside service. Then I see a woman walking across the cemetery, and it was his wife. She was in her bowling outfit. She had a white shirt on and bowling shoes and a cap that read Tim's Pins. She walked up to the grave. She threw a rose in. We finished. We all walked away, and she spent a few more times at the grave, just thinking, making that little grave her church. Church is what you make it, you know. You can make it in a cemetery. You can make it in a building like this. You can make it into your home. Because everywhere, God is showing up in that little mustard seed. When I walked in here today, I was thinking mustard seed, mustard seed, mustard seed. And I looked at the Christmas tree, and I thought of all those lights as little mustard seeds. All those little tiny lights that were just little bulbs before, just ordinary looking things. And you plug them in, and bang, there is light. But it's not an overwhelming light. It's a light you can look at. It's a light you can meditate with. A light you can be still with. That's us. That's all of us, shining on that tree, shining faces every morning, every day. We've had Thanksgiving. We've brought to mind what we're thankful for. And now I ask that you meditate for a minute about what you're thankful for in yourself, the mustard seed that you are. So let's get into meditation. You are precious. Precious beyond beholding. Precious beyond imagining. You are amazing. Now you're ordinary amazing. You're probably not an amazing looking person, although you might be. You're probably not amazingly poetic, although you can be sentimental. You're not always profound, yet you show up. You're the kind of person that hangs in there, that flies the flag, that says, "I'm here and I'm here for you." That's you, a little mustard seed of love. Not anything amazing or fantastic. Just who you are. And that's enough. God doesn't want you to be a celebrity. He doesn't care if you're famous. He doesn't even care if anybody knows your name. Because he knows it. He knows it so well. and it is a treasure to him. The way your children's names are to you, so your name is to him. He's with you, and he's very excited about what you're becoming every day, every moment. You, a mustard seed, a Christmas tree, a little speck of love in the world, a speck that loves others and now opens up to love itself. Silence. Be that mustard seed. Isn't that rain cozy?
Show through.